I am now calling the meeting of the Department of Legislative Affairs to order on Monday, October 10th at 8:12 a.m. in the President's Conference Room. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Dr. Frank Charles?
Present.
Max Lerner?
Present.
Grace Miller?
No.
Quentin Overhauser?
Present.
Kyle Sharp?
Absent, excused.
And what's we'll checking for Grace?
She's no longer in the department.
Got it.
And Curtis has lit it. He's a house ejected.
Oh, he's new?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
Perfect. Okay, moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Seeing none. We will move into agenda item 4. Are the minutes ready?
They are, but they're not printed out yet. I can show them to you on my computer.
No, it's okay. We will move to agenda item 5, report of the Director of Legislative Affairs. Just this week, we have to kill it with Rockabout. So the logistics for this afternoon, Max and myself will be meeting Jump Around at 10 a.m. in front of the Joe in the Gateway Plaza. We will get all that set up. I will pick up the iPads from Raul and make sure that it is all registered with UNR TurboVote. And then Curtis will pick up a pizza at 11. We have towels. And we will plan to take down around 2 o'clock, but I will stay so that we can have the guest speaker who will be coming to campus just to make sure that we're still doing TurboVote registrations while she's there until about 3 o'clock. The debate logistics have still not been figured out. Joe Heck pulled out, but he is now back in tentatively, so we will figure that out. And that's it. Moving into agenda item 7, reports of department officers. Kyle Sharp is not here. Curtis Haslett.
I have nothing.
Great. Quentin?
Amber and Chibia both pulled out for the panel because they have an emergency
session.
Okay.
That's all the updates.
Okay, so that how many people does that leave us on the panel?
That's all on my phone. All that information's on my phone.
That would be 4 people on the panel.
And that would be without Jill and everybody who's involved in the assembly if special sessions be called.
I need to just go through my email, that's
it. And since we can't have anyone else but candidates, that leaves City Council. I would say pretty much it.
We scooped up City Council.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, well, that's a problem. It's technically just called a panel on Rock the Vote, but based on the description, that's why we nixed having anybody that's not a candidate, because it says come listen to local candidates. If everybody's in an emergency session, though, we will just have to pull more people for a panel and just ask them questions about general, Nevada economy, things that affect our campus.
So do I keep Elliot on board?
Yeah, for right now, let's chat after meeting.
Okay.
Oh.
Anything else, Quentin?
Yeah, it's Elliot, Devin, Heidi, and Kim. That's the panel on people that haven't pulled out.
Yikes. Okay.
Wouldn't Heidi have to go as well?
Yeah.
Yep.
But I just have not received anything from them.
Heidi will be there. Okay, so let's just figure that out.
Okay. That's fine. Let's move on and we'll come back to that.
Okay.
Max?
This week's the week. Nothing to report.
Okay. We still feel good about tomorrow? Political Palooza?
Yeah, no. The only thing that we had was parking, but we just told them that you can park at Wayland for $1.50 now.
Correct.
So.
Should we cover that?
Yeah.
No.
Nope. They will be okay. They're going to talk about their platform, so. Also, there's that. Okay, and then moving into new business, agenda item 8. Dunk the delegates proposal. I have the budget proposal here for Duck the Delegates. I went ahead and combined the shirts on that budget simply because it's the first day and that's when we're going to debut all the shirts. So the total event budget for today is set for
$1,375. Is that dressed up? Okay.
That includes towels, the Wolf Shop t-shirts, bouncing around, the vendor for the dunk tank, the Joe's fees, and Little Caesars. The Political Palooza proposal is significantly cheaper. We'll be looking at $100 just from muffins and coffee from Costco. And then the
coffee
panel.
From Costco, how does that work?
We're just going to go pick it up for the candidates. So,
okay.
Yeah. And then for the panel, we just have the Joe staffing, which is $138. So in total, our Rock the Boat proposal is for $1,618. So I am seeking a motion to approve this budget.
Motion.
Curtis?
Yes. Motion.
I move to approve.
I move to approve.
The
motion.
The budget.
The budget.
Okay. Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, the budget's approved. Moving into agenda item 9, remarks. Any questions, comments, anything?
Yes. So what's going on with our speaker? Like, how is that going to work for today?
Okay, so Jennifer Herter will be coming, but she will be sponsored from the Young Dems on campus.
Right.
So she's going to coincidentally be in the exact same spot at the exact same time that we're doing Rock the Vote. So we're just going to extend the event by an hour just to make sure that we're still getting turbo vote registrations while she's out there, since she's going to draw probably a significant crowd. So she'll just be speaking about the importance of voter registrations and whatnot. So we just want to make sure that we're out there. You know, still pumping everybody up for this week's event and making sure that we're registering as many students as possible with TurboVote and registering to vote in general.
And she's going to be campaigning for Hillary at the same time, or is that going to be after our event?
I believe so, yes.
Or at the same time?
Yes. But we are not sponsoring her. We are just...
What time is this?
She will be here from 2:30 to 3:30, I believe.
And out of class for 3:15.
All right, guys, we're on public record, so. Any more remarks?
No.
Okay, moving into agenda item 10, staff reports. Okay. Seeing none, we move into agenda item 11, public comment. Seeing none, I adjourn this meeting of the Department of Legislative Affairs at 8:20 a.m. Thanks. Okay, so everybody should study up.